This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We got this morning our first look at overall economic growth in the second quarter, an acceptable but not great 2.3% annualized growth rate. More significant, though, was an update to the first quarter numbers, that is January through March, otherwise known as, yes, winter. Growth there was revised up from -0.2% to 0.6% worth of positive growth. The numbers aren't really the important part. I probably shouldn't even have mentioned them. What matters is how the government worked the first quarter numbers, how it made what are known as seasonal adjustments to them. Marketplace's Mark Garrison starts us off.
Break GDP down, and I mean all the way down, and you have regular people buying and selling stuff. Bob Capace owns Worthington Jewelers in Central Ohio.
Normally, we're going to do about double in December what we would do in January.
Of course, he doesn't panic every January when his jewelry business drops because he knows sales peak for the holidays. He adjusts, so he's comparing apples to apples. Economists do something similar looking at economic activity, which also slows in winter. Peterson Institute senior fellow Justin Wolfers explains.
We want to know, relative to other winters, how well is the economy doing? That's what seasonal adjustment does.
Wolfers and others have recently been asking questions about consistently weak first quarter numbers. Beth Ann Bovino is U.S. Chief Economist for Standard & Poor's.
Over the last several years, we've noticed that estimates seem to be underestimating the first quarter GDP regularly.
This is where it's important to remember that GDP is not just cold numbers cranked out by machine. Humans tell the computers how to crunch the numbers. One of them is Nicole Meyerhauser at the Commerce Department's Bureau of Economic Analysis, which puts out the GDP.
We wanted to dig into those patterns and start to see if we could find anything.
They did. How they reacted is complicated, but a key change is how they account for defense spending. Today's adjusted numbers are among the highest profile new moves in the maddening quest to answer the question, how are we doing?
It's a continuation of an approach that we're constantly pursuing, which is making sure we are seasonally adjusting the data as best we can.
Whether you're selling engagement rings or measuring the whole economy, you need to look at your data carefully so you know when to freak out. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.